You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, here we go. We welcome to the show caller number 7, and that is Jeffrey Rubio in Lakewood. Jeffrey, congratulations, man. Way to go.
Thank you, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Good. So now you get to pick a holiday box. It's either Travis, Slee, me, Ireland, Shadano, or Cap. Which box would you like?
I'm going to go, even though you're a Rams fan, I'm going to go with you, mate.
Excellent. Let's do it.
The Mason Box.
The Mason Box.
Here we go. Let's see what's inside the box. Congratulations. You win a Sierra Subaru prize pack. And, of course, a gift card from our friends at Islands. And that's what's in the box, Jack.
There you go. Congrats, man. So I'm a Rams fan. Are you a Niners fan?
Yes, sir.
I got one word for you. Boo. All right. Congratulations, man. What station is taking care of you during the season of winning?
710 ESPN.
Awesome, man. Thank you very
much. The 12 Days of 710.
The 12 Days of 710. It's the season of winning on 710.
Hey, Mace.
Oh, they're playing. Whoa. They're playing your song.
Whoa. Combo plate. Whoa. Hold on a second here.
Lead the way.
Bing, ba-da-bop. Bing, da-da-bing. Bing, ba-da-boom, ba-da-bop, pick-a-doom, ba-da-bum, tick-a-doom, ba-da-bum, bing, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bop, bing, da-da-da.
Yeah.
Boom, ba-da-bing, ba-da-bop, pick-a-doom.
Got a little bit of everybody showing here today.
Yeah.
It's nice.
True combo play today.
Exactly. And and you know, also, we're going to do what you need to know right now, right, Em?
Yeah, we got What You Need to Know, presented by Morongo, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Okay, so we all know that Ohtani signed this past weekend with the Dodgers. He had his opening day press conference yesterday, but this is an interesting part of Jeff Paston's piece for ESPN. So he said that one of the most impactful parts of the pitch from the Dodgers to Ohtani was actually Kobe Bryant. Okay, so I'm going to quote this from the article from Jeff Paston, and then I'll give it to you guys. So back in 2017, Bryant filmed a clip as a favor to the Dodgers when they were trying to get Ohtani for the first time.
Yep.
And that essentially said that there's no better place in the world to win than Los Angeles, and there's no better team in baseball to win than with the Dodgers. Ohtani went on to say that was one of the highlights of the whole meeting. It was really surprising to see, and it was a strong and touching message. So we have Kobe to thank for Ohtani being here as well.
You know, his legacy, we talk about an enduring legacy. Here he is, you know, years after his tragic death, and he's still showing up in a pitch to bring the world's greatest baseball player to Los Angeles. And by the way, it's resonating across. I think in 20 years, people will talk about Kobe Bryant and the legacy and the attitude and his approach to life and what he does. And I'm not surprised that Ohtani was blown away by Kobe being part of that presentation.
So I read that and I thought to myself, well, wait a second. If Kobe recorded that in 17 when they were first trying to get Ohtani,
yes.
Ohtani never saw it?
Oh, that's a good question. Well,
so, like, they never actually got to the point where Ohtani came to Dodger Stadium and they could put the pitch on him and they could show him the Kobe Bryant video. I mean, it couldn't possibly be that he saw it the first time and he was like, eh, whatever, I'm going to go sign with the Angels. And then he saw it the second time and he's like, wait a second, that impacts me.
Here's what I think, Cappy. I think he never really did go through, this is a speculation on my part, never really did go through a presentation with the Dodgers the first time because they had no DH.
Right.
I think he only did presentations from American League teams because there was no DH in the National League.
The Dodgers had gotten this video and asked Kobe just in case.
That
Ohtani came to the meeting, but then they ended up not using it. So they're like, hey, let's, you know, we're never going to delete this and then just keep it for this.
Let's use this as a recruiting tool, Kobe. And Kobe goes, hey, no problem. I'd love to help. And then he does, and then Ohtani never sees it. And now here we are all these years later, and somebody at the Dodgers, I'm sure, is having like this internal debate, like, we've got this thing with Kobe where he's recruiting Ohtani,
mm-hmm.
do we use it or do we not use it?
Mm.
And whoever made the decision to use it, it's kind of like a 50-50 thing. Is he going to love it? Is he going to think it's, you know, I don't know, cheesy in some way or morbid in some way? But it worked, Mace.
It worked. He said it was one of the most impressive parts of the entire presentation.
Yeah.
By the way, I read today, and maybe I heard today, that the Angels were given an opportunity to match an offer from the Dodgers. I don't know if that would have necessarily made a difference, mm-hmm. but Artie Moreno chose not to match. Not a surprise, but chose not to match.
I wonder if Artie Moreno was told, hey, it's a 10-year, $700 million contract. Do you want to match it? And it's a yes or a no. Or if it was, hey, it's a 10-year, $700 million contract, but most of it's deferred and it's only $2 million a year for the next 10 years. I wonder if they got into that level
of detail. I wonder if it was. Yeah, yeah. But Artie was given a chance to match in some way.
Mace, I'll tell you this, though. Yesterday, when we were leaving Yamava,
yep.
So think about it. It's like now the third quarter or so of the game.
Right.
And it's such a blowout. I'm like, I'll listen to the rest of it on the radio.
Yeah, it's like 52-10 or something.
And Yamava is a partner with the Dodgers. You know, you see their name blasted all over Dodger
Absolutely,
Stadium, right?
Yeah.
They had like a digital light show last night, meaning like you know, like the changing ads that happen all over the hotel.
Yeah,
and the
right.
Casino.
The flashing the ads, and changing ads. Yeah.
It was Ohtani in his Dodgers uniform, and it was like blue and white, and Mace. It was lit up everywhere with Ohtani in a Dodger uniform, all throughout the casino.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool, I gotta say.
Yeah. Now I think that the acquisition today, because now Friedman's going to go about building a team around Shohei Ohtani, and clearly there are excellent pillars already in place with Freeman and Betts and Will Smith and those guys, but they got to put together a pitching staff. And the guy they start with, Tyler Glasnow, is not a guy who has a history of throwing a bunch of innings. Last year was the most innings he's ever thrown in a season,
mm-hmm.
120.
Okay.
21 starts. That's also the most number of starts he's ever had in a season.
Mm-hmm.
10-7, 353 ERA, really good FIP, really good whip, if you know what those things are. 120 innings is the max he's ever thrown. They are committing 5 years and $135 million to Tyler Glasnow, which...
Who is how old?
30.
Okay.
He's 30. So here's my question. First of all, I don't think he's their ace. I think he's rotation. He's a two. He's a three. He's something like that. I think they still need an ace. What do you think?
Well, I think that the Dodgers thought at the end of last year that Walker Buehler might have been able to come back and give them a little bit of help.
Right.
And they were willing to take whatever he could give them. But because Walker Buehler did not come back, I would think that organizationally, you're expecting him to come back and be
sure.
your number one.
Yep.
Okay. Then you take this guy, Tyler Glasnow, and you know, you bring up some good points. And you know, yes, there were 21 games started. And yes, he had a 10-7 record. I mean, it all kind of looks good on paper, but your point about how many innings he's pitched is a good one because you wonder, are you getting a guy that could go seven innings?
Right.
Or are you getting a guy that you have to protect after five innings? So if you need more, might you go back out there and say, hey, look, Ohtani did us the favor. He essentially gave us $68 million to play with.
Yep.
This guy's going to take 27 of it. Would you spend another 27 to 30 on a frontline starting pitcher?
Yes. Okay. That's exactly what they need to do.
Okay, so let me throw a name at you.
Okay. No. I know what name you're going to throw. I'm just not a fan.
Well, neither am I.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that if Blake Snell, who's a two-time Cy Young Award winner, And most recently, the Cy Young Award winner from last year, if this guy, Glasnow, is going to be a $27.5 million guy, then isn't Snell going to be a $30 million guy?
Yes, I think that's fair.
Okay.
I think Yamamoto is going to be a $30 million a year guy.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I suppose if I'm the Dodgers and I'm now going to try and go get Yamamoto, well, I'm kind of like building an NBA super team.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, the Dodgers. I mean, Bobby Miller was great.
Yeah, Bobby Miller.
I don't think he can necessarily be season. The ace, but he was really good last season. I trust he's going to be good this season. Last year, they kind of lasted so long in the regular season without really having a true ace. You had Clayton Kershaw, but like he was injured here and there. So I think that this idea of you need to have an ace. I think if they get a collection of really good pitchers, I think that they're just as fine.
I think Walker Buehler is going to come back. Just he may not be ready for the start of the season. So if you think of it that way, they've got Glasnow, Miller, and Walker Buehler, which is a pretty good start to a rotation. I'd still love to see somebody tucked in at number one. Yamamoto at number one.
Go
ahead. By the way, the great thing about working with Emily is that you look at this screen and all of a sudden there's all kinds of stats and numbers that pop up right in front of your eyes that you didn't even know.
I don't have that.
I'm sorry. I should have said it to you, Cappy. That was
Emily.
We're best friends and now we're having a little bit of beef. But
Tyler
Glasnow, so last year was the issue, pitching in the postseason. So Tyler Glasnow may not help with that. So Tyler Glasnow has had his share of struggles in the postseason, posting a 5.72 ERA through 10 career postseason starts. That's the third highest ERA among pitchers with at least 10 career postseason starts, only lower than Tim Wakefield and Jarrett Wright.
So we just got the third worst postseason starting pitcher we could get.
Boy, that's a good job of digging into the numbers there a little bit, Emily.
Let's throw a parade.
No, seriously. It was like, wow, this guy's a frontline starter. And you go, yeah, how's he in the postseason? Because that's kind of where the Dodgers have their problems.
Yeah, he throws batting practice in the playoffs.
Right.
But Friedman obviously knows him because he was a Ray.
Yep.
So Friedman clearly trusts him and maybe sees that it can change the Dodgers. The Dodgers do change pitchers. Pitchers pitch better with Dodgers. So maybe he can fix them.
Yeah, he fixes guys. All right, so Cappy, we're doing Fifth Row Fridays.
Okay, I'm in.
So there's a question about each show this week. I think did we do two or three shows this
week? Mace, I'm going to tell you something right now. I know you don't love schedule talk, but I don't know what planet I'm on. Mm. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time we're on.
It's Friday.
Okay.
It's
I don't know how many shows we've done together this week. Blur.
Yeah.
It's a blur.
Okay. So if you've been paying attention, obviously Cappy is not. If you've been paying attention, right now jump on the phones, 877-710-ESPN. Question about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and yes, a question about today's show. If you can answer all five, you will be at Crypto.com Arena in the fifth row for Lakers-Raptors on January 9th. Fifth Row Fridays, presented by BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get you in here next to play 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Combo plate, and Cappy is here, Emily is here, and producer Brian is here, and Cappy, we're going to do a little Fifth Row Friday action here.
Nice. Mace, you may have just heard me say thank you.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Because Brian said to me in my ear, he said, you're hot.
Oh, there you go.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Thank you, Brian.
Busy motorboating, getting motorboated, whatever it's called.
By the way, Emily, I'll have you know that the Circle of Trust has informed me that they think that I'm using the phrase motorboating incorrectly, and they think that it's supposed to be boat raced. That is the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard in my life.
It is boat race.
Dumbest phrase. Nobody ever.
Motorboated.
Nobody says boat raced.
Nobody says motorboated in this
context. It is motorboating.
Nobody.
Nope.
Ever. Has said motorboating in this context.
Last night it was 42-0 at halftime. There was a motorboating going on.
Oh, goodness.
In Vegas.
All right. I've got five questions, one about each show this week. Winner, if you can answer all five, gets a pair of fifth row seats to Lakers versus Raptors January 9 at Crypto.com Arena. We're going to start out with caller number 7. That is Alex and Pico Rivera. Alex, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Okay, Alex, have you been listening all week?
I sure have.
Okay, here's question number 1. What did Momo bring in on Monday that Greg said was tough?
Oh, was it like a chocolate chip challah?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was.
Challah.
Nice, man. All right. How many hours did George Sedano fast for?
Ooh, I think he went for 72.
Oh, you
bang.
Damn right he
bang,
did.
Bang.
Nice. Okay. This is a really tough one. Who was the big guest that was supposed to be at Blades of Glory with me, Cap, and Morales on Wednesday?
Oh, boy.
This is a hard one. This is hard.
Very hard. You know, I'm going to add just a little.
Please.
Okay.
Because I honestly don't know who it is either.
Who was the Los Angeles Kings legend that was supposed to be at Blades of Glory with me, Cap, and Morales on Wednesday? How about that?
Well, I'm just going to guess Robitaille.
Unfortunately, it's not Robitaille, but it's a reasonable guess. That's a tough question.
Yeah, it is. Luke Robitaille, bud?
Luke Robitaille?
Bud.
Bud. Okay, let's try. We know the first couple. Let's go to David and Corona. David, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay. What did Momo bring in Monday that Bergman said was tough?
Chocolate chip challah.
How many hours did George Sedano fast for?
72.
Who was the Los Angeles Kings legend that was supposed to be at Blades of Glory with me, Cap, and Morales on Wednesday?
Oh, man, I remember. I thought it was going to be the other person. I put Daryl Evans, but I don't think he's a Kings player.
Daryl Evans is absolutely right.
Oh.
All right. Dude.
Wow, pulled that out. Okay,
how
this,
did you know where?
So here's another skating question. This is from Thursday's show, yesterday. Michelle Kwan, we spent some time on this, is the U.S. ambassador to what country?
United States?
No.
Sorry. Oh, dude, come on. That's a terrible guess.
No. She's the U.S. ambassador to a country. We did spend some time on this, too. All right, let's try Eric in Huntington Beach. Eric, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let's do this.
Okay. What did Momo bring in on Monday that Bergman said was tough?
Chocolate chip challah.
How many hours did Sedano fast for?
72.
Who was the Los Angeles Kings guest that was supposed to be at Blades of Glory with us?
Daryl Evans.
Michelle Kwan is the U.S. ambassador to what country?
Belize.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, here we go. How many miles to the gallon is my Hyundai Elantra getting right now?
Let's go, 49.
49 is right!
Let's go, Eric.
Let's go is right.
Nice, Eric. Great piece of work right there.
Let's effing go.
So you got a
Friday.
You got a pair of tickets to go to Crypto on January 9 to see Lakers versus Raptors in the fifth row. Plus, you go up, you meet Michael Thompson, you meet John Ireland, you hang out up there. You're going to have a great time. And Pepe's up there, too. He'll wave to you.
Hello.
Eric, congratulations, man. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, whatever holiday you're celebrating.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Man. Yeah, I think you're supposed to say happy holidays now.
Yeah, happy holidays is what I say.
That's exclusive.
That's what I say.
Not Merry Christmas.
Nope. Not until Christmas.
And you've got Christmas parties all weekend.
Oh, Mace, I'm loaded up, man. I am loaded up tonight.
Are they fancy? Are they like get dressed up and go? Or are they
I hope not. I hope not, because most of the clothes that I have that are like, you know, nicer clothing, I can't fit into anymore. I can't like button the pants.
You want to borrow one of my Shannon Sharp sweaters?
Oh, I would love to. I mean, we looked dope AF last week out at Yamaha
yes,
when we were wearing the matching
sweaters.
We
absolutely did, yes.
We really did.
Yep.
We were hot.
We were.
Like Brian says, you're hot.
Yep.
So I'm going to leave a little extra time here. Are you a fantasy football guy? Do you play fantasy?
I do not play fantasy football, which worries me because Matthew Berry is coming up.
Yep.
And I don't want him calling me any names. I don't think I'm blocked by him on Twitter.
No.
I have never met the man before.
He's never said anything negative about you to me.
I've been fascinated to hear how he began his career through you. I thought that was super interesting.
Cool. So
I don't know if I add much value here. Mace.
Well, you're going to add something.
I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah, you're going to add something. We're going to do some Matthew Berry. So here's what we like to do. Cappy, go into the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the circle of trust right now, if okay. you play fantasy football and you've got a question for Matthew Berry, either this or that, should I play this guy? Should I play that guy? You can tweet into the circle. You can always tweet into the Mafia also. And you can call 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. As you get ready for your fantasy football weekend, I think the playoffs are going on right now for a lot of leagues.
Guys. This is my first year playing fantasy football, and I'm in the playoffs.
Wow.
I have a record of 9-5.
Nice.
And I'm thanking Lamar Jackson and CJ Stroud. So thank
Those
you guys
are good
both.
Pulls, yeah.
And I have Debo Samuel, but he's been really helpful.
Yeah, okay. So if you have any questions for Matthew.
I will do it
Ask
his
away
way.
I am. All right, so we'll do the Talented Mr. Roto segment coming up next, and then we've got Game of Games. Whose game is it today?
My game today.
Brian Cohen's
nice.
Game. We'll do that coming up, and then we got Lakers basketball. Slee with the pre coming up for you at 3 o'clock as they are in San Antonio to take on the Spurs and Victor Wembanyama. We'll have all the action for you here on 710 ESPN. All right, Talented Mr. Roto is next, 710 ESPN.
All right, before we hit this break, let me talk to everybody about Yamava. So last night, it was going off at Yamava, and you can imagine why. First of all, it's the 909. It's the greatest sports bar on the planet. And when I say that, you say, well, why? What's so great? Unbelievable food. Four incredible restaurants. Me and DeMarco Farr and Morales last night. Lindsay Baseball, Tommy, Lil Cappy, Crypto Ray. The whole mishbucha was out there, and, man, we were putting it down. Beto's 1099. We were having a great time watching the game with all the Raider fans. And people are like, well, there's a Charger fan over there. I'm like, no, that guy's got on a Rams shirt. Like, well, there's a Charger fan over there. I'm like, no, that guy's got on a UCLA shirt. It was all Raider fans, man. It was all Raider fans last night. The Raider Nation showed up at Yamava. We had a great time. Everybody was super well-behaved. We had some of those 32 craft beers. We watched on 150 monitors, and we saw the greatest beatdown in the history of the Raider franchise and the greatest beating in the history of the Charger franchise. Thursday Night Football, that's where it's at. It's at Yamava. It's at the 909. So make your plans for this upcoming Thursday night. We'll be there. We'll be broadcasting from there. We're going to be having a great time. We're going to be giving away $1,000. We give away $250 every quarter. Yamava, the 909 at Yamava Resort and Casino. We'll see you there on Thursday.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, combo plate action today. Game of Games is coming up for you. And in the meantime, Cappy, we welcome to the show my friend Matthew Berry, the talented Mr. Roto, who is all over Peacock and NBC and has got his Fantasy Life newsletter. He's online right now. Matthew, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Everything is great, man. Cappy, I don't think Cappy's ever done a segment with you before. Cappy, what do you got for Matthew?
No, I don't think so. Matthew, hey, man, how are you?
I'm well.
Good. Listen, congratulations on all of your success, dude. I did not know. Is he still on the line? Can he?
You Matthew, there, Matthew?
I guess not.
I think we lost him.
I was about to congratulate him. Because, Mace, honestly, I don't know that everybody knows the story. I know you guys told it.
Oh, there you are.
Matthew.
Hey, yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm here.
I was just congratulating you. I did not know the story of how you two got together and how your career began when Mace invited you into the studio until you guys started talking about writing all these articles. So unbelievable. Can you guys, would you mind, Mace, give everybody the 30-second short version? Because not everybody knows the story.
Sure. Matthew, why don't you give your version?
My version is slightly different than Mason's, but in essence, basically, before Mason came to ESPN, and this was many, many, many years ago, he was doing national radio, and his producer Harry Gore reached out and said, "Hey, Steve Mason read your column. He's a fan of you. Would you like to come and do a 5-minute fantasy football segment?" And I said, "Yes. I live in LA, so I know where your studios are. Can I come in for the segment?" And Harry's like, "For 5 minutes, you want? It's like a 4-minute segment or whatever." And I'm like, yeah, but let me just come in. Won't it be sound better if I'm in person? And he's like, "Yeah, dude, whatever. Here's the address. Sure, knock yourself out." So, but I did, because I wanted to just like meet Steve in person. And so I think I met Steve and everyone, and you know, we got along, and the segment went well. And then Steve invited me back, and then one segment turned into two, turned into, "Why don't you do an hour with me? Why don't you, you know, over the holidays?
Why don't I take the night off, Matthew? Do you the show?" Yeah. I think I did that one night.
Boy, Steve, you created an amazing talent here.
Oh, an incredible talent.
Somebody that you could, you know, hand the show off to and go on vacation for
exactly.
A few days. Right.
Exactly.
Way to cultivate talent.
So Matthew,
But Cappy, jokes aside, though, in all seriousness, like I remember asking Steve, would you be willing to get coffee with me or a drink or something? And so we went out, like after the first, I don't know, it was very early on, Steve, I don't know if you remember, but like we went and we had like coffee or something or a lunch and whatever. And I was just asking you all these questions about broadcasting and just picking your brain for like an hour and a half. I'm sure it was super annoying, but Steve couldn't have been more patient, more understanding, more helpful about, you know, this is how you need to prepare. This is how I prepare for a radio show. This is something that I notice you do that I think you can improve on. This is the thing that you do that's really good. And just, you know, really was, you know, instrumental in helping launch me as a broadcaster.
You know, I'm not surprised.
That's very nice.
One bit, and you know what? That's super cool. And can I just ask one other quick question,
yeah,
Matthew? And so you say you got into a little bit of radio through Mace. You learned a little bit of broadcasting through Mace. Just again, really quickly, how do you go from then to ESPN to today Peacock? Just if you can, briefly explain.
Well, I mean, honestly, ESPN is thanks to Mace, because Mace, you know, was at this other company, but then he came over to ESPN and he brought me over to ESPN 710. So the first thing I ever did, you know, I was at 710 ESPN, and I was doing, and in fact, you know, Mace brought me in, and not only was they doing fantasy football stuff, but at that time it was the official Angel station. And so, you know, shout out to the late, great Ray Calusa.
That's
who would
right.
let me do, I would do like breakfast with the Angels, and I would do every once in a while when the guys had to travel with a team on getaway days, I would do the post game call in show. So for a couple of years there, like I was a hardcore, you know, I was like kind of the fill in Angels guy
yep.
on the station. And I did a bunch of stuff around the Angels. And so, you know, I started just getting in the ESPN system, if you will. And once I was in the ESPN radio ecosystem, they let me do a segment on cold pizza, which was the precursor.
Oh,
to
I remember
eight.
That. Yeah.
And I would start doing like, and I started doing weekly segments on ESPN News, and then started writing for ESPN, the magazine. Eventually in 2007, they came to me and said, "Hey, you're doing all this stuff for various ESPN entities. We would love to, I had this website at the time. We'd love to buy your website, move you to Connecticut, and, make you the Mel Kiper of fantasy football." And I was just like, great. And they signed me to a 2-year contract. I moved cross country. Let's see what happens. I ended up spending 15 years there at ESPN. And then, you know, when my contract came up, I ended up getting just an unbelievable offer from NBC. And so, you know, and no disrespect, loved my time at ESPN.
Yep.
Still have a lot of great friends there, still root for them. But, the opportunity to be on Football Night in America was just too great to turn down.
Yeah, for
amazing
sure.
story. Congratulations to both of you guys. No, I'm serious. Like, really, that's an awesome story, Matthew. And Mace, way to go, man.
Thanks, man. So let's do a little this or that, Matthew, if you're okay with that. First
Definitely
of all,
happens, Cappy. The ESPN piece of it obviously doesn't happen. Mace is how I got into ESPN. 100%.
Yeah. There you go.
That was great storytelling, too, man.
Yeah. Okay, so I just saw Isaac Pacheco is out for this week. He just had surgery. And a lot of people, I think, people play Pacheco, right? They gotta find somebody to step
sure.
in.
Yeah, so Clyde Edwards-Helaire got the majority of the work last week. Jerick McKinnon, who's the third down back, he had the better fantasy day because he got the touchdown. But if you look closely, that touchdown was on the 2-minute drive at the end of the first half, and he was just on the field. at the time. It'll be a bit of a time split. The CEH gets more work, and I think actually has a better shot at a touchdown, even though McKinnon scored the one last week because he's more of the passing down back. But the two of them will basically split touches this week on the road at New England. It's not a great matchup. Patriots are actually the best run defense in the NFL over the last month. So, but to the extent that you need somebody from Kansas City, it's going to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jerick McKinnon.
Carlangelo wants to know, Brock Purdy or Kyler Murray?
Brock Purdy.
213 Mesmore wants to know, Stephon Diggs, Puka, or Rashee Rice?
Stephon Diggs, Puka Nacua, or Rashee Rice?
Yep.
I'm benching Rashee Rice. I get it. Stephon Diggs has been bad three of the last 4 weeks. Single-digit fantasy points in every game over the last month except for one. But he's still getting double-digit targets. This is a must-win game for the Bills at home against Dallas. And the Cowboys have struggled defensively somewhat as well. They're a bottom 12 pass defense very quietly over the last month. So I'm going with Stephon Diggs there. And Puka, like, listen, you had me at Commanders. Like, yeah.
That's your team, isn't it? Isn't that the team you root for?
The Commanders are my team, and we're brutal. I'm just telling you, as somebody who's watched every snap of the Commanders, we're awful. And so Stafford and the offense is playing at such a high level. They should do very, very well. I'll just tell you a stat I've been giving out all week long, which is the last four quarterbacks to face the Commanders have all scored at least 19 fantasy points. Every quarterback that's faced the Commanders, 9 of the last 10 quarterbacks to face the Commanders have thrown at least 2 touchdown passes. So I think Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua both have big games against Washington.
Let me get a call in here, Giovanni in Highland Park. Giovanni, good afternoon. Say hi to Matthew Berry.
Good afternoon, Mr. Roto, Gary Wilson, or Antonio Gibson, Standard League. Thank you.
I'm still going with Garrett Wilson. I get the question. And certainly I do think Antonio Gibson, Brian Robinson has been ruled out for the Commanders. So in a game in which the Washington Commanders are basically a touchdown underdog on the road at L.A., they should be a negative game script and throwing a decent amount to Antonio Gibson. Having said that, Garrett Wilson is just, again, getting double-digit targets. They're almost 10-point underdogs to the Dolphins. The Jets are on the road. And so Zach Wilson has leveled his play up to competent. You know what I mean? And there's just such a massive target share with Garrett Wilson as well. In situations like this, I always just go with the talent. And Garrett Wilson is just too talented to bench in that spot.
Carlo B. wants to know, Sam Laporta or Travis Kelce? Is that a real question?
That's a real question. I'm still going with Kelce, but I have them 2 spots apart. Laporta's a top 5 play this week, for sure. But I can't bench. I get it, but I'm still going with Kelce.
All right, I got producer Emily in here with a question.
Okay. Oh, hang on. Producer Emily's here with a question.
Combo plate.
I have, this is my first year playing fantasy football. I'm in the playoffs. I'm super excited. So my question is, Jordan Addison or OBJ?
It's a good question. I'm going to go with Odell Beckham Jr., who, you know, I think if you just watch the tape, looks like Odell Beckham Jr. Like, oh yeah, I remember that guy. Like he's got his step back, like his kind of a spring of the step. He's got that twitch back. And this is a good matchup against Jacksonville. They're a bottom 3 pass defense over the last 4 weeks as well, and they're banged up in the secondary. So I think Odell Beckham Jr., we know he loves the national stage. This is a Sunday night game on NBC and Peacock. I'm a company man, and so I'm going to go with OBJ in that particular case.
Hey, can I jump in here, Mace?
Go.
So, Matthew, this is Cappy, and I don't know. I got to admit, man, I don't play fantasy football, but I do play daily fantasy. Do you do that also?
Sure. Sure, not nearly to the extent that I do season-long fantasy football, but I love daily fantasy. Like, I work for DraftKings. I have a deal with them. I'm a big DraftKings guy. So, yeah, what do you got?
The reason I ask is because you mentioned Dallas's defense, and you mentioned what their pass defense has been the last few weeks, and I'm looking at Josh Allen, and my number this week on Prize Picks is 259.5 yards passing. So if Dallas's defense, especially pass defense, is down a little bit, I may want to go more on Josh Allen. What do you say there?
Yeah, you know what? I don't mind going over there, especially because, listen, they've been run heavy. The Bills have recently, but Dallas is 7th against the run in the last month as well. So that's a game with an over-under of 50.5. The expectation here is that there's going to be a lot of scoring, so I'd probably take the over on 259.
Okay, I got one question for me, Matthew. Rashee Rice or Michael Pittman Jr.?
Michael Pittman Jr., not close.
Okay.
He's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Pittman's been great. And I get it. It's Pittsburgh. They're a tough defense. But just massive volume for, you know, one of the better wide receivers in the NFL. I don't think he ever gets the credit of being an elite wide receiver the way he is.
George Shinano just texted in.
Oh.
George wants to know, hang on, where'd he go? Did you get that text? You got that text, too.
I did. Here it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Rams defense or Cincinnati's defense. And George says, tell Matthew Berry I miss the puppets. Bring them to NBC.
tell him thank you very much. He's very sweet. By the way, I miss the puppets as well. I really do. We had a lot of fun there. So anyway, I think I'm going with the Rams defense. I think no team in the NFL gives up more sacks than the Washington Commanders. They're at home. So Washington off the bye. They don't have Brian Robinson, who's one of their better playmakers. I get the question about Cincinnati because they're facing Nick Mullins, and we haven't seen Mullins as well, but the Bengals have been bad. They're a bottom 10 scoring defense. They're a bottom 3 pass defense over the last month. Mullins gets Justin Jefferson back. I'm nervous about that game. It's a lower under, but in terms of defensive fantasy scoring, I do think the Rams will be the better play.
Okay, Matthew Berry is available on Peacock, especially the Sunday morning pregame show. The Spectacular is awesome. And, of course, the Fantasy Life newsletter, you should sign up for that. It's one of the first things I look at every single morning in my email box. What else are we talking about? The podcast?
Fantasy Football Happy Hour is available wherever you get podcasts, and it's also on Peacock and the NFL on NBC YouTube channel. And then, yeah, you mentioned Fantasy Football Pregame, which is our Sunday morning show, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, all the way up until kickoff. We're on Peacock and the NFL on NBC YouTube channel, so no matter where you are, you can watch it. Use the hashtag FFPregame or just comment on the YouTube show. We answer more questions than any other show. We'll get you ready for Week 15. And listen, if you're listening to this segment, or you're watching, or you're reading my column, or you're doing anything like that, congratulations, because it means you're playing for something, like producer Emily. You're playing for something in Week 15, and that's something to be said. That's worth the congratulations to make the playoffs, because it was a brutal year.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Hey, Matthew, awesome talking to you. I hope we talk to you next week. In the event we don't, happy holidays to you and your family. We love having you on, as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks, brother. Cappy, nice to talk to you. Thanks,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Matthew, yeah, congrats again, man. Way to go.
This is Matthew. Very talented, Mr. Roto.
Good for him, dude. Way to go, Mace.
And he built a gigantic career.
Yeah. You know, I would love to ask him. Maybe he didn't want to talk about it on air, but he said he sold his site to ESPN.
Oh, you're always looking. You're sniffing out stuff like that the time. Yeah, he sold the entire operation to ESPN.
Yeah, and I wonder a couple of things. One, because remember, he sold it and then signed a two-year deal. I'm wondering, you know, did he do well with it, number one? And number two, all these years later, 15 years later, he leaves and goes to NBC. You know, I mean, he's done with that whole business.
Correct. Now he's NBC Sports now.
No, I know, but he doesn't have that site anymore because that's all ESPN property.
Correct.
Can he go out and do something similar?
I think he has. If you go to NBCSports.com, there's all kinds of Matthew Berry stuff on there.
Okay, well, I guess I got to start checking him out.
Links to shows and fantasy, all that stuff.
Way to go, Matthew.
Yeah,
way to go, Mace.
All right, so this, by the way, this show has been nothing. All we're doing is like traffic cops. We're just going from thing to thing.
Right.
Lots of things.
It's been a lot.
And do we have one? We got Game of Games, but do we have another thing?
So we're going to do What You Need to Know really quickly at the beginning of the next segment, and then we'll do Game of Games.
Okay. Good. And
it's going to be a good What You Need to Know.
It is producer Brian's game. We got that coming up, plus What You Need to Know. Combo Plate, Mason, Cappy, Emily, producer Brian, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you, it's going along so well, and then I dropped the ball on that. So this weekend, you're going to be out driving around, maybe your Christmas parties or Christmas shopping or whatever that is, and say you get into an accident. One of the first calls you get is from the other person's insurance company. This is trickery and deceit. They want to give you money. Don't fall for the trick. They're offering you money to replace or repair your vehicle, but will that cover your medical bills? Will that cover your lost wages for time missing work? safe to say the answer is no. You shouldn't have to pay any money out of your pocket to fix your car or go see the doctor. And if you're missing work, which in turn is making your paycheck less than normal, you need Jacob. Don't do this to yourself. Jacob is going to deal with the insurance company on your behalf, help with the rental car, schedule your doctor's appointments with nothing coming out of pocket. That's right. You don't pay a dime out of pocket while Jacob helps take care of you and get you the settlement that you deserve. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com and don't forget to follow Jacob on Instagram and Facebook at call.jacob. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, so we got what you need to know. Em, what's going on?
All right. So what you need to know is that the 49ers have a chance to do something almost unprecedented this season, okay?
Yep.
I know we hate the 49ers here, but this is a funny thing to talk about. Okay,
okay, good.
So there's this thing called the Bird Gauntlet, okay? There are one, two, three, four. There are five bird teams in the NFL, okay?
Yep.
The 49ers will play four of them, and then two of those bird teams they'll play twice. So they play the Seahawks and the Cardinals twice.
Right.
And they have also played the Eagles and the Ravens. All right.
Okay.
They are yet to play the Ravens, actually. So far this year, they have beaten every bird team that they have gone against.
They've run the bird gauntlet.
They have beaten the Cardinals once, the Seahawks twice, and the Eagles already. So they have Cardinals this week, and they have the Ravens the week afterwards. And so no one has ever beaten all the birds in one season.
Wow. That's great.
So they still can't do it because they didn't play the Falcons, which is unfortunate. But they could sweep the birds for the first time. So that's what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times.
By the way, you know what I say.
Yeah.
Go birds.
Hey, go birds.
I'm on the bird side. Hey, Beto Duran has stopped in. We're doing some combo plate. How you doing, Beto?
Woo, 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 woo.
Rawr. You going to do a little game of games here?
Sure. What up, Cappy?
Yo, what's going on, Beto? Where you at?
I just came in from Fantasy Springs. Had a fight there last night.
Yeah, how'd it go?
I was fantastic.
You were great.
Good. I'm sure. Fighters weren't good?
No, the fights were good. I had two knockouts. I nailed them. You know,
nice.
Last one of the year. I like to praise myself. Nobody else does.
No. Yeah. Believe me, I always say affirmation is like oxygen.
And Brian, don't worry about your Chargers. They're going to be all right.
They will be all right.
When they get Hardball, just to upset Cappy.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
All right, now, Brian, it's your game today. We have three players, me, M, and Beto. What is the game?
I'm not playing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cappy. I totally forgot.
You're number one, Cappy.
Out of sight, out of mind. Cappy numero is
uno.
There, too. Four people. Okay.
We got a little athletes who wore number 15 game.
Oh, Mason is out.
I am terrible with this game. Yeah.
All right, why 15?
Because today's December 15th.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, I saw
okay.
that, and I was like, oh, let's do 15.
Got it.
Good question, Beto.
Is it multiple choice?
I didn't know,
multiple
Cappy.
Choice. Yeah,
I'm like you, Cappy. I don't know where I'm at.
Right. I know choice. One.
All right, here we go. Here's the first one. Austin Reeves currently wears number 15 for the Lakers. In Reeves' senior season in high school, he averaged 33 points and scored 57 points in the state title game. What was Reeves' most points scored in his high school game? His top,
high school career.
Yes, or the top. The most points he scored in a game.
Okay.
57,
yeah.
61, or 73?
Mason says 61?
61, yeah.
61. M?
73.
Cappy.
I'm also going 73.
73. And Beto.
It's 61.
It's 61, he says.
It is 73.
Oh! It is 73. Yeah. I do love the fact that Beto came in with a lot of confidence and was wrong.
Yeah.
So M and Cappy both get the point.
All right, number two. Vince Carter wore 15 for most of his 22-year career. Where does Vince Carter currently sit on the NBA all-time scoring list?
Damn.
Ooh, I think 20th, I saw this stat recently.
22nd, or 24th. That's the 20th, 22nd, or 24th.
M, you're first.
I'm going to go with 22nd.
22nd. Cappy.
I'm also going to go 22nd.
Beto.
20.
20. I'm going to go 22nd.
This was Beto with 20.
Told
Beto!
You! Yeah! On it! Yeah!
Yeah!
Beto's on the board.
Carmelo right. Anthony also wore 15 for most of his career. Where does Melo sit currently on the NBA all-time scoring list as well?
Oh.
6, 8, or 9?
Cappy.
8.
Beto.
9.
Mason says 8. Emily.
8.
8.
This is Beto again. It's
9. Yeah! Beto takes
Let's
a lead.
Go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beto 2, Cappy 1, Emily 1, and me yet to score.
Come on, Beto. All
right, here we go. Number 4. Patrick Mahomes currently rocks 15 for the Chiefs. How many career TD passes does Mahomes currently have today?
Oh. 202,
215, or 232?
Beto.
215.
I'm going to say 232. Emily.
215.
215. Cappy.
What was the other number, Brian?
202, 215, 232.
202. Okay, 202, says he.
It's 215.
Yeah,
215.
Am! Let's
Boy,
go!
Beto is dominating
Let's go,
this
Virginia.
Game. Emily's a point back.
All right, here we go. Number 5. Got 4 more.
Okay.
Sean Green wore number 15 with the time with the Dodgers. How many home runs did Green have with his 5 seasons on the Dodgers?
Oh.
162, 155, or 142?
Okay, Beto, you're up.
Again?
I'll
guess
so
good. 142.
Leader goes first. 142. Let's see. I am Emily, you're next.
155.
155.
You're wrong.
Cappy.
What was the third version? The third
answer? 142 was the third.
No, 142, 155. What was the other
162.
One? 162. I'll go 162. What the hell?
And I am going to go 155.
Oh, this one's Cap. It was 162.
Oh, 162. I thought you were trying to
Boy,
throw us
he
off.
He had some big years, didn't he?
Yeah, he had Sean the four Green. Homers yeah. in a game.
That's right.
He had 40 Milwaukee. Twice.
40 twice, yeah.
Wow.
And he's celebrating Green. Hanukkah right
it's
now.
It's Beto 3, Emily 2, Cappy 2, and I think I'm out of this game. I'll just be the scorekeeper. For
yeah!
I got 3 more.
Okay.
Meta World Peace War number 15 3 different times in his career.
Whoa, I know.
What was the most points Meta averaged in a single season? 20.5. 24.6 or 19.4?
Beto, you're leading.
20.5.
20.5. Emily, you're second.
24.
24. And Cappy?
I'm also going to go 24.6.
It is 24.
Mm. Oh!
Hey.
So Cappy and Beto and Emily are in a three-way tie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, I got two more.
Two more.
Okay.
God, I need to win this game.
You do.
All right, I'll stand back, Cappy, if you want.
Tim Tebow had a brief career in the NFL, but he wore number 15. Tebow played 35 career games. How many fourth quarter comebacks is he credited for?
Mm. Oh,
10,
Tebow time.
6 or 3?
10, 6 or 3, Emily?
6.
6. Cappy?
3.
3. Beto?
6.
6.
It is 6.
Yeah!
It is
6.
Let's go! My lucky number.
All right.
Come on, Cappy. You saw that happen down there in San Diego.
Emily and Beto with 4. Cappy with 3. And 1 question left. So, Cappy, you'll have to go a different way.
Damn. All right. Tried to make my move.
Nikola Jokic is nicknamed the Joker. According to Basketball Reference, which one of these is not another one of his nicknames?
Oh, what?
The Big Stallion, the Big Honey, the Cookie Monster.
Okay, so these, which one is not?
Which one is not? These are all, the other two are listed under his Basketball Reference page.
Okay.
Okay, Emily?
Big Honey.
Big Honey. Cappy. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Cappy, you go last. Beto.
The Stallion.
Stallion. And
so I was also, I was going to go Big Honey too, but all that's left is the Cookie Monster, so I got to go there.
Cookie Monster.
It is the Big Stallion.
Yeah!
The Big Stallion, which gives Beto the win. Nice work, Beto.
Oh, good guessing. Good job.
Swag system,
darn it,
is
Beto.
What he would say.
What's up, Cappy?
You screwed me up, man.
Why?
Because if you didn't come in and play, then I would have won.
No.
Emily
would have smoked all
Emily would have won.
I would have made different choices along the way.
No. Oh, see, look at you getting mad. I'm not Morales. Don't get mad at me.
Make your own choices.
Yeah, you and I are on the
choices.
Same team.
Life is multiple choice.
Or guess better.
Hey, speaking of multiple choice, Beto, did you happen to see me and Mason this week? Just take over the ice at LA Live.
Burned it up.
Yeah, which we all knew you were sandbagging.
I did not know.
Oh,
he
come
was
on.
Sandbagging.
I had no Cappy idea. Cappy is a word. Like, I listened to the podcast this morning when I was running from yesterday, and you guys, the crosstalk, and you guys all doubted Cappy. Remember, he's an Ironman.
Right.
He is a world class athlete.
Tell him
that. Dude knows how to stay coordinated.
But you know that when he first got on the ice, he was acting all shaky.
He's also a thespian.
Right.
You know, he knows how to. He fools us all every single day.
And then all of a sudden, he's Brian Boitano flying across
Brian
the ice.
Brian Boitano. That was a good pull right there.
Yeah. I don't know how it happened.
He boat raced
us. Exactly. Cappy, because Cappy, you got to also remember this. Cappy has kids. So he's taking the kids ice skating over the years.
Yeah,
he knows
right.
what he's doing.
Yeah.
Cappy's an athlete, man. Do not let him fool you.
Yeah,
it's true, Mace.
Cappy, you were spectacular. It was I thought it was a great bit. I'm glad nobody actually was injured. I thought Morales was the one who was going to go down.
Did he fall or not?
Did not fall. Nobody fell.
Nope.
He must have stayed on the boards.
He did. Hung on to that wall.
But Mace, I'm telling you, man. Hey, Beto, you would know the answer. Now, I want to skate during an LA Kings game, and I want to be one of those people that gets onto the ice with the shovel.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm not nearly as good a skater as those people. But I felt super confident. I'm like, you know what? I think I could fit in. Nobody will even know it's me. I want to use like a GoPro, and I want to go onto the ice during an NHL game and scrape the ice.
It could happen.
I think it's something to look forward to. Hey, real quick, I got to wrap up this show. Beto, thanks for stopping in.
Have a good
Appreciate
show.
It.
Bye, Beto. Love you.
Em, thank you for stepping in and producing.
Thanks for
having me. It's fun working with you.
BFF.
Producer Brian, awesome, as
always.
Sorry
about your Chargers, Brian.
And, of course, Cappy, always fun working with you, man.
Yeah, it's great Friday. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Everybody have a great weekend. Coming up next for you is Lakers basketball. It is the Lakers versus Wemby and the San Antonio Spurs right here on the home of the Lakers, 710 ESPN.